You're listening to SBS News.
They came seeking safety and a better life. Instead, they found themselves in a situation even more dangerous than the one they had left behind. At least 44 migrants at the Tajura Detention Centre just outside the Libyan capital were killed in an airstrike. More than 100 were injured. Most of the victims are believed to be from sub-Saharan Africa, migrants who were attempting to make the dangerous journey to Europe. Thousands of Africans embark on the same journey, and many end up being held in detention centres run by the Libyan government. The UN is calling for an inquiry into the attack, which has been attributed to the forces of General Khalifa Haftar by the Government of National Accord, which is recognised by the UN. Here's spokesman for the UN Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric.
The Libyan people have been suffering, especially those around Tripoli, as we've saying, and now we're seeing yet another case of migrants and refugees being on the front lines of death and destruction in what is clearly, any of these attacks are unacceptable, but to see this sort of attack is really almost beyond words.
The detention centre itself had been under scrutiny. There were reports of inadequate food and water for those detained. Now it's a charred mess. It's unclear what will happen to the survivors, and the situation continues to be dangerous as the Libyan National Army attempts to take over the capital. UNHCR Chief of Mission for Libya, Jean-Paul Cavalieri, says the world must act.
UNHCR, given the circumstances, is once again calling for humanitarian corridors to the international community to make sure that all refugees who are in danger can be put to safety abroad and taken out of Libya.
The UN had long called for the people to be taken out of the Tajura Centre, which is in close proximity to a military supply depot. Mr. Dujarric again.
UNHCR, given the circumstances, is once again calling for humanitarian corridors to the international community to make sure that all refugees who are in danger can be put to safety abroad and taken out of Libya.
Spokesperson for the UN-backed government, Mabrouk Abdel Hafziz, says those responsible will be held to account.
The Interior Ministry affirms that it will take all legal measures to follow and catch the criminals of war both domestically and internationally. Within this context, the Minister of Interior has asked for the Assembly of the International Community and the African Union to see through their duties towards the crimes that are being committed by a fascist group that is trying in all ways to overthrow legitimacy and supreme sovereignty.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.